Hello and welcome to Valley Baptist Church's daily devotionals. And we continue with our short series on Psalm 119. This morning we want to look at that little section from verses 65 through 72. And I'm going to read these verses now. Psalm 119, from 65 through 72. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgments and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good, and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Amen. And we know the Lord will bless this short reading to our hearts. As we think of the psalmist and of what he is saying here, there in verse 65, he states, Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. The psalmist, he is declaring that he has been well treated by the Lord. David has acknowledged the graciousness of God in the way that he has been treated and dealt with, particularly during those times when the psalmist himself had fallen far short of the mark and vexed the Lord. And the Lord treats you and me lovingly at all times. He does not behave toward us in a hard-hearted way. Even when he is chastising us, he does so in love. He most certainly treats us better than we deserve. And the psalmist, he realizes this. And he acknowledges that God has dealt with him according to his word. When we think of the promises of God and that which he declares concerning himself, he never contradicts himself. He cannot deny himself. So when we think of what God says in his word, he deals with us in accordance to his word. Our great God, unlike man, does not have mood swings. I think sometimes we as God's people don't keep this before us to the extent that we should. God does not have mood swings. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He keeps his word, and he moves and he acts in accordance with his word. He does not and he cannot behave like some earthly despot or dictator, making up the rules as he goes along, and then dealing harshly with his subjects, depending on how he feels at that particular time. Our God is the great, unchanging Jehovah. And so his dealings with us know no change. And he deals with us in accordance with his loving kindnesses. The Lord said, "Do unto others as thou would have them do unto you." And when we think of the way the Lord treats us, and he treats us well, then when we think of our brethren and sisters in Christ, and even those who are not part of God's family, we should treat others the way that we would desire to be treated ourselves. And when we consider God's dealings with us, we find that we should try as far as possible to emulate this to some extent. And then in verse 66, we find that he wants to be well balanced. "Teach me good judgments and knowledge." The psalmist is asking the Lord to give him wisdom and discretion. We should ask the Lord for this. We should desire that as we face each new day and would enter that day, that God would bestow upon us the necessary wisdom and discretion. We can be very knowledgeable of the Scriptures. Any of us could be well established in church doctrine, and it is important that we are well grounded in the Scriptures and know what we believe and why we believe it. And yet, when we think of doctrine and theology, which they have their place, but we should be asking the Lord for wisdom and discretion. We can be very knowledgeable in the Scriptures and that which pertains to the kingdom of God, and yet lack wisdom and discernment. And David is mindful of past indiscretions and blunders, and he is now looking to the Lord for guidance. Have we sought the Lord today for guidance? Can we say that the great Jehovah is our guide day by day? And we need to pray that the Lord will enable us to apply the truths of his word to our daily walk before him. And our relationship with others, our brethren and sisters in the church and family members. And this wisdom and discretion, well, it helps you and me to discern between truth and falsehood. We are not to be tossed about by every wind of doctrine. We need to pray to the Lord that he will give us stability, that he will help us to live well balanced lives before him. And if you and I have a good heart for godly things, then we should also pray that God will give us a good head to walk in righteousness and wisdom day by day. We need not only a heart in the right place with God, but we need to pray for God-given wisdom and discernment. And then as we think of verse 67, we find that the psalmist has learn this lesson. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. So he is really saying, I have brought a lot upon myself through my foolishness. I have exercised indiscretion. I have been wayward and disobedient. And he says, these afflictions came upon me because I was not following the Lord as I ought. Now we need to be mindful that you and I, we have our trials and afflictions in life. And these are not always the result of sin in our lives. Nor should we foolishly believe that if something is going wrong, that this is the result of sin in our lives. The godliest and most faithful of saints have and will experience days of difficulty and trial. But here is David saying, before I was afflicted, I went astray. So the afflictions that he's referring to here are due to his own waywardness. And he realizes that these have come upon him needlessly, that had he kept his eyes fixed on the Lord, things would have been different. He is saying, Lord, I went astray prior to this trouble which has afflicted me. But he's also saying, I have learned and I am willing to learn. The psalmist is really saying, there was a time when I had an inner peace and I sensed the blessing of God. Before I went astray and disobeyed God, I was walking with him, I was talking with him. That sense of his presence brought peace to my heart. That spirit of obedience brought his blessing upon me. Then I went astray. And then afflictions came my way, and that which I found grievous. And the psalmist, he has desired for that inner peace to be restored. And he finds now that that peace, well, it had been sadly replaced with heartache and guilt. But now, as he waits upon the Lord, he is again finding that peace and satisfaction. Because of his waywardness, he could have said, I went out full and returned empty. Verse 67 again, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Having turned to the Lord, he is now restored to that state of inner peace and blessing. And he has seen the importance of keeping and obeying the word of God. And then we find that in verse 68, he has learned to believe in the goodness of God. Thou art good and doest good. He is convinced that God is good and that God is one who continually does good. These are the words of one who not only believes in the goodness of God, but he expects God's goodness to be displayed to him day by day. Do we live in that state of expectancy? Not just knowing that God is good, but convinced that God this day and tomorrow will demonstrate his goodness to me. Are we looking for those demonstrations of God's goodness daily? We should expect them. we can so easily look at the negatives and lose sight of God's goodness. But the hymn writer said, count thy many blessings, name them one by one, and it really will surprise you what the Lord has done. And as we face each new day, we can focus on the things that bring joy and peace to our hearts. We could very easily focus on each and every burden and care. And the Lord is aware of your cares and your burdens and your trials. And he will provide for you and me sufficient grace. But it's good for us to look at the positives and focus on the blessings that God bestows on us, which are numerous and numberless. And as we count today's blessings, this will lift us in our minds and hearts and take us away from the cares of tomorrow. God, in his grace and goodness, will indeed provide all the grace that is necessary for tomorrow when it comes. Tomorrow, my dear brother, dear sister, will bring tomorrow's God. The grace you need for tomorrow, you'll not receive it today. God will provide it as it is needed. Tomorrow will bring tomorrow's God. And so we can enjoy the goodness of God today. And here the psalmist is saying, teach me thy statutes. Teach me thy statutes and enable me to focus on that which is profitable to my soul and a blessing to my heart. And obedience brings blessing. He also thanks God for all that he's been taught through his trials. Verse 69, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. And so he thinks of those, and he is really saying, well, they have lied against me, but as I wait upon the Lord, I have learned to keep his precepts with my whole heart. Verse 70, their heart is as fat as grease. And so he is saying the wicked, oh, they are full of the world. They are fat, as it were, with worldliness and sin. They thrive on worldly wealth, and this is their source of satisfaction. But he says, Lord, I delight in thy law. The man of God will delight in the law of the Lord. He will meditate upon it day and night. In verse 71 he says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. As we think of the psalmist, he's really thanking the Lord for chastising him in this way. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Lord, I have learned a few hard lessons, but I'm thankful for those lessons, and I'm grateful to thee, my God, for teaching me. The Lord has used these trials to teach him, and the Lord uses trials to teach you and me. And then, in finishing, he has learned that wisdom is better than wealth. Verse 72. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Gold and silver can disappear very quickly, but God-given wisdom lasts and endures. There are many problems and worries and circumstances that all the money in this world cannot resolve. But God-given wisdom, which lends itself to a full dependency on Him, our great God, will sustain us today, and that wisdom which God gives will not forsake us tomorrow. I finish with these words, which really tell us all that our great Saviour is about. It describes fully what we are and have in Christ. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So when we have Christ, we have the one who is all wisdom in our hearts. When we have Him, we have the one who is all powerful, all power belongeth unto Him. And this God is our God forever and forever. He will be our guide even unto death. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts for His name's sake. Amen.